Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central, as well as the Eastern Division, that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet many worship centers. So we can Valley, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talanga Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the Melodikin and the Foshua, but if you so big, the Kokenda Semberini vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, Kwesimberini Dulavawati. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the Lelotikin, the Vinakatikin, and the vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the Foshua, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikotalanga we makambula weekend. So we can say niloti, loniloto weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can then say niloto new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri Nikot to say we nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And don't request to look at me on my TV in the Madal Sawati. Kabakabota weekend and the Vakarong to Manikun Valley Babies Kimanis on the Chin to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we came go the Malavala came the cover to his singing tombo. The one other way to go in a cup of a condomico, Kaimiko, Gosaizabanimbula. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can and okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my grace because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tukana we wale nimbula to be mate sa kambe ko ko buni wae sa sangani rawa so we can sing like nimbula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless you. We want to thank 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 you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Pekita pagiti ko bikin na turangan na marama thorbo nung unelewa ila sa na tinigabani nung tabanua. And the sarsar tumay na television may kandabu yatul may viti yatulaw. Bikam do may lawizak do malombula. Pinapagalipo na sema tumay. Bikam do may namukay law may kambara may mode may koma may watongonyata may watoa may ono ilaw fulang na batakiwang yan nimbula binaka. May lakemba may didiya wanombala mango katafangal tubda nimbula binaka. And sa matakanisingan inay. May na asa sa mwala may tutoya watalaki na may nungu enan niwasun manamuka may matuku nimbula binaka watalaki na may mwala nimbula binaka sa nimbula binaka may bunobatu watalaki na may kandabu may zake ono kotso busargira nimbula binaka eto ya sombra malabu nimbula binaka kemendo may nasoso may nabiti kematalaki na kemendo may alombi may waya darongo na tukuna tukuni alo nikuwa dapaga bina binaka tikubwana turanga hena singa binaka nikuwa. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region darongo na nikuwa na tukuni alo we ingaswe na na kaya tusa na katiko. Amen. The things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Basa nimbula binaka vei kemba kede ni matevalu nimbula binaka vei kemba ndomu na vendel ni nuku maisena nimbula binaka mai Syria ena vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa binaka nikuwa nero itabi mekerobuka mbula tiku vikenda ena singa binaka nikuwa sirtala ningule labi vikenda na leo imiti ni lakupa angito vada laka vangande bagabuli sekemu nisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiku kina kima misa vaga mbula tuka ina fosua totoka tulandraki tobo suwa vagalindi marabu laura itu na sekolami wang gena ketaleng ayam basi kali bumai ombega giriawa ketalagi enu de tambongo enu mayas matakan iskan indah indah baga bila bina kapal ya buana kalu baga susu mata buana turanga kami kaya toga esamu kode ngupa tukuna langit free kongga reza tukuna mata lisinga isengan isomi.
Emeni
iku somo na liwa iku somo na wai iku na kalu somo raga tumai awuza may loma langi kina mata lisinga merli wisa ume nangawla ni yata babata kinoa kina langi rau di nguba usama lima di nguba talingua senga bagandu ni bows tail na rangi sulia na kalau na siwi na ngani kwa kabi keda ni voltamu ena mazi una kena wase tini gandua ruso ungo walu ruso ungo gandua kena tol so bulu ndula ngoma ibi au kuike mundu bando sa oda ni dolata oda ni dolata oda ni dolata eso sa oda oda ni dolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa biu gai katu ko chisu ndula ngoma ibi au come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kau kwa ndula ngoma ibi au kuike mundu bando sa oda ni dolata ni dolata bibi au na paka zengu ike mdo. Hallelujah. Doctor Vicky mdo na nungu ibuwa emeni ni sarao rao na nungu ibuwa ngei mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano beisureti uo sibi ndo ndua ke tutu na beisureti mwa indo na beisureti uo sibi ndo ndua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning it's about God of our nation and this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan bawa tamu di sambula bos ni kalau kau kau kangat sara kemuzungan ini selalu membetirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kembali ezru mangai baga takila mesuaka gay wasia ezru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila.
Emeni
mena hal talaga na ngono mena nanduri matai kuya kendara rere bi kuya kasi talaga ni dulu ka kendara rebuni tagarawa kembali matanga ni sikini ndai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na bingisongo songo lotu wa Kristo. Eundo na kamu siti utiko na lotu wa Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. Kamu balik ni besu ni titi kena kalau dulu aku mai biau, mai, tahu aku mai, mai. Oko yang langka, oko yang nera, oko yang matembok, oko yang matereba, oko yang ter, butuh biau, oko yang ramu buah. Kau oko yang lame, lalu tahu aku mai, ni lalu tahu aku mai. Oko yang bagan dua naya, orang ni zolatan, ni zol zol bimbi. Kalim mereka dah timu, kalim nalu bemu, dua musim biko, dua bola kamiko. Ngai nunu mati ko, kali titi kena kalau, sekali titi ko, sekali titi ko, ekali titi ko oko ya. Hendak matangkan isikan iko, menda lalu mai biko ya, hendak matangkan isikan. Tama ingkar aku ya, bagai halu kau bagai dina. Kau tama ina nu mundu izol izol akelena. Kani bolta muni sandom na nu mikenda. Nakalu ina siri bina kani kuah. Niku mera ni bimbu mai vale. Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God, because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you, so whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naitasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power? The power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus. Ikora wata na kokongo na buku Jesu Kristo. Kako pola sa sega ni kwa undina sambula. Kristo sambula miau. Oya usaba koti wata ki Kristo na kavila tai. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Nemakani sambula na Kristo, ikura nizuruma na numubesinga ni mataka. Everyone sitting here this morning, and those that are watching on television, and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Doutora na nungu ibuwa, do wuli biyau. Nisa aluma alua, ga elumu lumu lumu. Do na kunekina, na paka ziangu ni alumu do. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. Upaka sama takatiko ni utore tiko maina vila na mataka na nitu soko tiko na yatu lau. Na ngune rosota kina na marama maisaika batake chisu. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. Na posa ngay labute tukuna na yalo tiko iloma. Angika kuchisu elewa keko kila mandangana isoli soli nikalo batake kwa emosyongo. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Kiko kila na isoli soli ni kalo ki kina ki kwa mosu tukungo o iko na kerebi kwa na wa iko loko batu mai na bisikalip. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Kerao lenga kenda lutu ba Kristo menda kila na Kristo kenda graba. Ni tombale ndale nyoa inge visu takana wai mewa ni multiply limu ne mulimu nrai kena rua na ika ne kana kena limu na undu na turanga kena marama hemeni hena loma ni waswasa ke tombale ni ndale nyoa hemeni hena ngonu sa lakome kina na ua nge wosu kina ua sit down. spoke to the wind, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you think to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabikeda Sigatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Bakatawa. Via Kabini Sigatambu, and I am Nitikona Tinangu. Nanito Valley, Sengakina na lounge, open space, but it's going to store. Kitona non don't make it to the Chunakatumini store. Where is Sigatambu? And I am in a Nito Sula Natinago, and Mavaro Tikitona Vimada, Kitona Dandavo Kitona Yetu na Langser, Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Bambakau. Langono susurakichikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying. Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts are still the best for you. Gendo bata nsinga tabumaya kito ndamitiko. Osarebe na tamango mela tohola kasarebe tamango. Nabingo na kita kito nandawa langa serito na langa poloto nandawa tungay sa tamango. Gebuki may na tamango na nandamitiko kwa sa buki mibiyaw. Dabo, buki talamo kwa kanga kwa biyaw. Chele, why? I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit, yes. Make the decision now and worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10 wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, nakaiba bulive kina bulive mekina na ndio nikatini. Abulive mekina na lolo. I begin to.
Yeah.